let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Grace Lynn is a story about a love and hope found in darkness. Grace Lynn is the creation of published author Abel Lynn. Lynn has always had a desire to write poetry. She has always joked that she seems to see everything as rhyme and reason. She knows God has given her the special story to bring help and hope to the hurting. Lynn was raised in poverty. She was always the poor girl in school. Poverty with Christ, however, offered her untold riches and power. Her pen name has always been Abel Lynn. Abba meaning God the Father, Lynn the daughter. In other words, Daddy's girl. She says one moment you'll be laughing out loud, another moment the tears will be running down your face. You will read poems of despair and victory, but through it all you will find hope, healing, love, and grace. An excellent description of Grace Lynn. Abel Lynn's new book, a fictitious story woven from her real-life experiences, and she's with us on This Week in America. Abba, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Rick, for having me on This Week in America.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here because this book is so powerful. It's such a motivational message for so many people, and I didn't want to give away too much in the beginning. I'll let you do that. Talk about the synopsis of the book. What is the storyline and the main messages that you're conveying to the audience?
Okay. Grace Lynn is my book. It is my novel. It's a 380-page novel, so it's not a short story. It is Christian-based. It is a book that has so many emotions in it. One minute you'll be crying. The next minute you'll be laughing out loud. It is a book that I've tried to take to the depths of the heart and the depths of emotions. That's where God has given us our emotions. And I try to reach people in their depths of despair or depths of depression. There's so many people out there, Rick, that are like this. And people think they're fine, but they're not. And they go to work and they do their jobs, but their heart is aching and breaking. And no one knows that. So I've written this book mainly just to help the hurting, to let them know that there's always hope and to never give up and just to keep on keeping on.
When you were writing Grace Lynn, did you have a lot of research to do? Was there a lot of research looking up that it took to do this book effectively?
Yes, I actually wrote this book with a lot of my life experiences in it. I've taken these fictional characters and I've wrapped them around my life experiences just to help the people out there to understand that there's many of us that are out there that are hurting, and many of us have been through many harmful things. And by the grace of God, we all can come out of them even stronger and better.
And you're a perfect example of that. Abel Lynn is our guest on the program. The book is Grace Lynn. That's G-R-A-C-E-L-I-N. You'll find the book in several places, and I'll mention the full list a little bit later on in the program. Abel Lynn's website is abellynn.com. You'll find it at pageturner.us in their bookstore. All of these are available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and I'll go through those later on in the program so you'll know where you can get a copy of the book. You talk a lot about the experiences you had in dealing with demons and the supernatural. Tell us about that, and if it was difficult going back and reliving these times.
You know, when I was like in seventh grade, I had an experience with an Ouija board, and I wasn't really familiar what Ouija boards were. When you're young and you get these things, you just think like they're games.
Yes.
So I had an experience with a Ouija board, and it changed my life. I realized that there are supernatural spirits out there, and a lot of them are not our friends. So this Ouija board experience kind of took me in a direction where I wanted to find out what was going on out there, what was real and what was not. So I have been pretty much dealing with a lot of this stuff the past 20 years. I've been working with a lot of people who have been dealing with the dark forces and fighting these. So this is kind of the direction that God has led me in. I don't really look for demons. I don't really go out there, and I'm not a Ghostbuster or anything like that. But I learned through the grace of God and having God in your heart and the power of God in you that you can take these things down and you can lead a good life and a full life, and you don't have to live in fear.
When we see that play out in the book, Grace Lynn, and that's G-R-A-C-E-L-I-N, the author, Abel Lynn, is with us on the program. As we see this play out, how much of the story is you? I say sort of loosely based, but I'm getting the impression quite a bit of the storyline is based on your real-life experiences.
Actually, there's so many real-life experiences in this book, and I've taken all those experiences, and like I say, and I put fictional characters to it, and it's a great story. You can read the story and just read the story, but the real story is between the lines. There's a lot of golden nuggets in this book. I take you through an exorcism and teach the people how to handle this if something like this should surface. So there are a lot of golden nuggets that you can get for this, and you can learn them, and you can deal with it, and you can have victory in your life.
This book is so powerful, and again, many of the stories in there are Abba's story as well. You dealt with dark forces. What do you tell people out there like yourself who are battling these dark forces?
I would tell them that God is the greatest force out there in the universe, and every other force has to bow down to him. And when you have God in your life and in your heart, you don't even fear these devils. I call them demonic roaches. They're just pests. And their job is to go wreak havoc among all of us humans. And that's what they do daily. They can either depress you or oppress you or even possess you. And so they're real, and there's something that needs to be dealt with when they do surface.
With us on the program, Abel Lynn. The book is Grace Lynn, and it's a republished book now available for sale at its lowest retail price, available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, as I mentioned, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. You'll find it as an ebook, paperback, all of the different versions available if you go to these websites that I talked about to get the information. So the book is not only national, it's international as well in terms of sale. In the book, you talk about the people in Greenville, South Carolina. What are they like?
In the book, Lynn had only been to Greenville one time in the book. So she moved there to be by her cousin Junebug. She's lonely. She came out of a divorce a few years earlier. So she moved across country to be with her cousin, and then that's where the story really takes off. And the first day that she gets there, Rick, there's this event that happens. And I'm not going to tell you what the event is, but this event changes her whole life. It literally changes her whole life. And that's where the story goes on after this event.
Yeah, this is not a story where you've got to read well into it before you really sort of find yourself getting caught up in the story. It happens real quickly, and it keeps your attention throughout. Talk about the writing process for doing it. What's it like to do a 380-page novel? Talk about the writing process for this.
You know, writing this book, I could write a book on what I went through to get this book out there.
Yes.
And the dark forces were hitting me in every direction. I mean, to the point where I lost half of my eyesight, and I've literally written these books with my face up to the computer screen. So I went through a lot of stuff.
Wow.
And I mean, I could literally write a book of what I went through. But the best thing is I got the book out there, and it's a book for people who are hurting and need encouragement. It's also a book of poems. It has its own Christmas story in it. The time frame is December 1st through February. So you can read the Christmas poems and the Christmas time all through this Christmas season and enjoy your Christmas while you're reading about Lynn's Christmas.
And if you're thinking about a gift for someone, this falls into that perfect category. The book is Grace Lynn. The author is our guest on the program, Abel Lynn. And interesting, you mentioned poems. Do you have a poem you could recite for us?
I do have a poem, and it's from my first book, and it's called Prayer of Despair. And I wrote this poem at my lowest time. And being a poet, I always like to rhyme things. So when I was in despair, I would take my pen and pull out my yellow pad and write all my despair down.
Yes.
And then I would rhyme it with words. And that's how my poetry started. It started from the depths of my heart. So this poem, Prayer of Despair, Like I say, I wrote this at one of the lowest times in my life, and it goes like this. As I sit alone with my broken heart, I don't know where to go. I don't know where to start. I envision dying. Would that bring me peace? Would it be better if my life and breath would cease? I'm tired of trying. I'm tired of crying. Oh God, I fear I'm dying. Oh Abba, please hear my prayer. Oh Abba, please show me you care. And then it goes on from there.
Boy, that's powerful. And I can feel the emotion just in your voice as you're reading that. And that's the same emotion that people are getting as they're reading your book. I mentioned all of the emotions that come out as you read Graceland. The laughing, crying, you find hope in there. What else? Are there other emotions, other messages you want people to take away from reading the book?
You know, one of my main reasons for writing this book is I come across so many hurting people and so many that they do not know where to turn or what to do. So these emotions that I put in this book are so good for us. They're God-given. And when you get in a place where you're down and you're out, you get in a place where you just go to yourself and you get in your own little world and you think what I should do or how I should do. And this is where God gets a hold of you. And this is where God strengthens you and he picks you back up. And if you stand, you come back stronger and even better. So emotions are good for you, and poems and directions, all these emotions, they just go to your heart and they strengthen you. And they teach you to control your mind and your brain and realize you're not alone and that God loves you.
What is your goal with this book? What do you hope the takeaway is for the reader?
My goal in writing this book is to pick up the hurting, the broken, the used and abused, to comfort their hearts and to let them know that they can and will stand again.
And that's such a powerful message for people. And I believe that's certainly one of the main takeaways in reading the book. And the good news, I understand, I've read that there will be a second book coming out soon. Can you give us first of all, let us know that if, all the fans of the book that it's going to happen. And then give us a synopsis of what will happen in the second book.
Okay, my second book, I'm really excited about it. It should be coming out any day now. So it's really close. And the name of my second book is called Graceland 2 Conspiracies. And what I've done is I've taken my characters and I've wrapped them around a lot of these conspiracies that are out there in the world this morning, or this out there in the world today. And it's relentless. There's so many conspiracies going out there. I take my readers through one conspiracy right after another. And this book, you'll also be glad when it's over, so you just take a deep breath. It's really an amazing book, and it's for today, and it's what people need to know, what's going on out there, and also what is real and what is not out there. So in this book, Graceland 2, I have written down a few of my chapters I want to read to you so you can kind of see what Graceland 2 is about, just kind of give you an idea. So in Graceland 2, I've got chapters, it's called like Gang Stalking, Witchers, Wizards, and Warlocks, Oh My. I talk about cloning and deep military bases underground. I go through all these conspiracies. I talk about near-death experiences and aliens and demons and werewolves and shapeshifters. I mean, this book is relentless. And it took me like a year and a half to write it because I just researched a little bit of each thing that I wrote about. I even wrote about cloning. So there's a lot of information in this book that people have no idea what's going on out there. And this book would be perfect for a movie too, because it's almost like a 500 page novel. And some chapters are like 50 pages a chapter. So you'd almost have a movie off every chapter. So it's really a fascinating book, and it's something that you will not be able to put down for sure.
Well, you have my attention on that. And fortunately, we don't have to wait too long for Graceland 2. And check online and get information on that. By the way, you can go to ABBA's website, which is abbalin.com, ABBALIN.com. And I'm sure there'll be an update there. Will these books be a series, do you think, a continuing saga?
You know, I'm already in my third book.
I thought that might be the answer, yes.
It's called Graceland 3, and it's called The Awakening. Mm. So in my books, what I try to do is end each book in a cliffhanger. And so that's what I do with Graceland 1. It's a cliffhanger there, and then you pick it up in Graceland 2, and then Graceland 2 has its own cliffhanger. So in Graceland 2, I've gone on to my third book, The Awakening, and I've got my characters in such a pickle that I'm not sure how I'm going to get them out of it. But it's just where you just keep them on the edge, and I try to keep my readers excited and have suspense for them. So each book has its own cliffhangers. Each book has a poem that starts the book. There's just so these books are not just for one genre out there. They're for the masses, because so many people can get help through these books.
Well, and again, you'll find the information at pageturner.us in the bookstore. You'll find it at Amazon. You'll find it at Abbalin's website, abbalin.com. It'll give you that one more time here in a few minutes. Just a couple minutes left on the program. What do you hope to accomplish in writing your series of books, and who do you expect to reach? I know you've reached a number of people so far with very positive results.
I would like to make these books into possible movies
or a
miniseries. I know that there's so much help out there that is needed for people, and there's so many people that can take something away from these stories. That the stories like in Graceland 2, where you've got the witches and the werewolves, all this stuff is perfect movie material. It's actually amazing how I've wrapped all my characters, and I take them through all of these conspiracies where they're actually experiencing the conspiracies themselves.
Well, it certainly was made for the very visual as you're reading these stories, and hopefully that will happen. You can follow all of this at Abbalin's website, which is Abbalin, ABBALIN.com. And if you go to pageturner.us in the bookstore, you'll find information as well, book available at Amazon, the usual places. The book we talked about today was Graceland, and look for Graceland 2 to come out anytime soon, and you'll follow that on Abba's website. It's a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the success of Graceland. Looking forward to talking about books 2 and 3. Abba, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
It's been an honor and a pleasure to talk to you, Rick. Thank you for asking me.
Well, it's our pleasure, and thank you for sharing some time with us on the program. Abba Lynn, our guest on the program. The book is Graceland, and you'll find all of that, of course, at the usual websites. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.